All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so let's talk blueprints. NFL offseason blueprints. David, not far away from the combine, my man. I don't know, about 2 weeks, right? A little less. Michael. All right, give me the Lions blueprint first so we can get that out of the way.
Oh, no, we can't do them first.
Come on.
We got a... Yeah, basically this is a point or two on each team.
All right, so be it.
And what they should do. Actually, I'll give you this one first. This is perfect because it is
Giants.
Lions related. No, Miami Dolphins. So they say, this is ESPN, the Dolphins, they should trade up to draft Tua. We have a bold prediction that the Dolphins will feel the need to trade up, possibly to number three with the Detroit Lions, to secure Tua.
Yeah, that's the first, last, and only goal they have. They cannot stay at five and miss out on either Burrow or Tua.
How about the Baltimore Ravens, AFC North?
The Ravens teach Lamar how to pass the ball on third downs.
Well, they have a blueprint that includes the Ravens will sign Calais Campbell in free agency.
He's like 40. I mean, that's fine. And Calais, I'll tell you, Calais has got a career. He could be the new Arby's guy if Vin Rames gives it up. Have you ever heard Calais Campbell talk? He sounds like Vin Rames. Sorry, carry on.
All right, how about the Cincinnati Bengals? Joe Mixon, he's going to get a $45 million guaranteed contract extension. Would you do that?
That's a hard pass. I'm not paying a running back that kind of money. Plus, Mixon wasn't even very good this year. The O-line blows. It's a total rebuild. Just draft an ex Joe Mixon. He ain't that special.
The Browns' biggest priority, they need to add two starting tackles. One through the draft, one through free agency.
That and Baker needs to have his beard back because he looks creepy with a mustache.
David, how about your Steelers?
Have Ben be under 400 pounds by the time camp opens.
Steelers need to add a veteran quarterback to their roster.
Ooh, what about Marcus Mariota competing with Ben?
I'm so sick of this because they are not adding a veteran backup. Big Ben could be 700 pounds. He's a starter no matter what happens, okay?
Ben coming off an elbow injury. Really enjoyed the snacks. Come on, David. David, hey, it's tanny time. No? All right, take it easy. How about Fitzmagic in the black and yellow?
Come on, David, you wouldn't like that? Weapon. All right, more quarterback talk. Indianapolis Colts, they're going to attempt to move up from number 13, and they're going to try to select Tua. So Indianapolis has questions at quarterback, and their GM, Chris Ballard, will try to move ahead of Miami, potentially with Detroit, to get Tua.
I would really need to see the package they put together to get up there. That would be a massive offering, but it would have to be future assets, and I don't know if the Lions have time for that.
Tennessee Titans, they need to sign both quarterback Ryan Tannehill and running back Derrick Henry to long-term extensions.
Yeah. I mean, what choice do you have? I mean, I wouldn't pay Derrick Henry some crazy amount of money. Like, if Derrick Henry thinks all of a sudden he deserves, like, $15 million a year and all this guarantee, be careful. I'm telling you.
What do you think of this one for the Chargers? The Chargers will not sign Tom Brady, but instead they will draft a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that seem like where Justin Herbert ultimately goes? West Coast kid, West Coast team. Doesn't that seem to be kind of what'll end up shaking out? No?
Yeah, I think that the hot thing to say is Brady to the Chargers, but I really question if that'll happen. Next team, the Raiders, who they say the Raiders will stand pat with Derek Carr at quarterback. There's a lot of rumors about Brady or drafting a quarterback, but Las Vegas will stand pat with Derek Carr.
I think Carr showed he's good enough, and if they put a better team out there, specifically a defense, they can win. They can be fine. I thought Derek Carr really took a step forward with Gruden this year. I didn't mind it.
What about the blueprint for the Giants and what they should do?
Fire Dave Gettleman. That was it.
Gettleman will trade down in the draft for the first time. There's a first time for everything.
I mean, I would love it, but again, it's like more draft picks for Gettleman is like giving a machine gun to a baby. So, sure, I hope the Giants trade down. We're garbage. We're so bad. We need so many things. But Dave Gettleman does not understand draft nuance. I like big people. I can't stand Dave Gettleman.
NFC North, Chicago Bears. The Bears will acquire an experienced backup quarterback to push Trubisky.
Marcus Mariota.
Possibly Andy Dalton or Marcus Mariota.
Mariota's a Bear. Let's put a bottle on it.
I can see that.
He's so perfectly average for Bear fan. Like, it's on-brand Bears. He's like the new Rex Grossman. It's going to be amazing. Mariota by week 3.
The Lions will trade down to number 5 in the draft and still take corner Jeff Okuda.
It would be the safest thing to do, even though I wish they would just take the generational quarterback. But yes, Mike.
Packers will finally draft a wide receiver in the first round. They need to do so.
See, I disagree. You know what the Packers need to do? Just run the damn ball, because Aaron Rodgers really is starting to look cooked. But sure, go ahead. I mean, I'm fine trying to insulate him to that degree. I'm starting to worry about he's becoming a bit of a check down Charlie there. You haven't asked me the most intriguing one, and I'm very disappointed in you.
Which?
I'm telling you, I want to let you fail first.
Oh, come on. Panthers will sign, this is a great one, Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater in the free agency, and they're going to trade or release Cam Newton.
Oh, you have him signing the wrong quarterback. They should go sign a different Saint.
Oh, the Taysom Hill from today.
Did you see Taysom? How about Taysom?
Wants to play quarterback.
Taysom Hill's feeling himself. I am a franchise QB. Son, wait a second now. Like, I get it if the other dude was average. The other dude is Drew freaking Brees. And I know he's not what he used to be, but you need to calm down. And no, I would not sign Taysom Hill as a franchise QB. I was just screwing.
Is that the one you were thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect timing.
What do you do if you're the Saints?
You trade for Matthew Stafford. No.
How amazing would that be? Ooh,
you sign Tom Brady. No, okay, Arizona Cardinals, this is a good one to end on. The Cardinals will part ways with running back David Johnson.
Yeah,
it's
no
time.
Doubt. No question.
He was once considered the future face of the franchise, but it's time to part ways.
Yeah, and then he lost his job to a bunch of stiffs. It's over there. So, yes, I agree completely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.